The map of the Middle East might be changing if the Kurdish people of Iraq get their way. In 2 weeks, the Kurds will be holding a referendum on independence. The Kurds represent a distinct population within Iraq, in part because they have their own culture and language. U.S. veterans of the Iraq War tend to have a positive view of them. That's because the Kurds were eager volunteers in the fight against Saddam Hussein and then against al-Qaeda in Iraq. The Kurds have run their own affairs pretty much since 1991, but they've never had their own country. The referendum could change that. Ayub Nouri is an editor with the Kurdish news service, Rudaw. So what is the point of this referendum? We hear it's a non-binding vote. So is it just designed to antagonize officials in Baghdad?
No, this referendum is not designed to antagonize Baghdad or any of the neighboring countries of the Kurdistan region. The vote is to let the more than 5 million Kurds who live in Iraq to decide whether they want to stay with this country or they want to separate and create a Kurdish independent state. And the Kurdish president, Masoud Barzani, Kurdish political parties who are behind the referendum project say this is a binding vote. After September 25th, if the majority of Kurds have decided to say yes and separate from Iraq, they will go through some negotiations with the central government, and hopefully there will be an independent Kurdish state.
So Baghdad sees it as non-binding, but the Kurds see it definitely as a binding vote.
Yes, Baghdad says it's not binding. Their parliament met today. They said they are against this referendum, and they hope that it's non-binding. But the Kurds who are going for the referendum say it is binding, and the Kurdish president has said that it's not just a referendum for the sake of it. It is for Kurdish independence.
So Baghdad, of course, is unhappy about this referendum, but do you know why?
Yes, Baghdad is not happy. And actually, a few hours ago, the Iraqi parliament convened and they voted against the Kurdish referendum. They say the Kurdish referendum would lead to the disintegration of Iraq and the disintegration of Iraq's territorial integrity.
I mean, there's oil up there in Kurdistan as well. Don't you think the government in Baghdad is worried about losing that?
Yes, there is oil up in the Kurdish region that was discovered only a few years ago. But there is more oil in the rest of Iraq. I think the worry that that Iraqi leaders have is not they are going to lose some of the natural resources in the Kurdish region. It's just about the territorial integrity of the country.
Ayub, the Kurds have enjoyed effective self-governance within Iraq since 1991. You're Kurdish. What would full independence mean to you? What does it practically bring the Kurds they don't have now?
It's a good question. I think for the Kurds, when you read many articles and books or things about Kurdish independence, they try to put a long list of conditions that the timing is not right, the Kurds are in economic crisis, and the neighbors are not happy with this. But for millions of Kurds, including myself, this is not about economy. It's not about oil and gas and natural resources. It's about dignity. The Kurds have gained nothing from living with Iraq for 100 years other than executions and persecution and mass killings. So full Kurdish independence means Kurds having their own flag. We want to have our own seat in the United Nations, the Kurdish passport, and for Kurds to be able to say they are from Kurdistan and not from Iraq. And most importantly, when you have a state, then you decide whether you want to join a war in the region or not. Because this region, especially Iraq, has been at war, has been in turmoil and problems for 100 years. As long as you are part of Iraq, you are part of Iraq's problems too.
Ayub, you're heading to Kurdish territory tomorrow in advance of the referendum on the 25th. From what you're hearing, how do you suppose people will vote in favor of independence?
Yes, I think the majority of Kurds will vote yes in the referendum. And they have been holding one rally after another and with the music festivals and parties, not only in the Kurdistan region of Iraq, but among Kurdish communities in Europe and North America as well. So there is a lot of excitement because September 25th is basically a 100-year-long dream coming true for millions of Kurds.
Is there any danger that it could lead to some kind of confrontation between the Kurds and the central government in Baghdad, a violent confrontation?
Hopefully, yeah, there's always that fear. There's always that fear that Iraq, especially now, is run by militia groups. So there's the fear that there will be violence. But the answer is that there has always been violence, and this price has to be paid for independence sooner or later, or one way or another. But hopefully there will not be any violence as a result of the Kurdish independence vote.
Ayub Nouri, editor with the Kurdish news service Rudaw, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
By the way, Ayub Nouri's new book, Being Kurdish in a Hostile World, comes out next week.